This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Roof.
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 Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I am Sleepy Boy.
Oh, me too. Me too. Very Sleepy Boy. I had to do some manual labor today. Always hate that. Very light for the normal individual, but a person whose skeleton is made out of rotten wood like me, It sucks.
What'd you do?
Had to get the washing machine and the dryer machine out of the house and new ones into the house and set them all up.
Come on.
And those fucking things are heavy.
It's not that hard. Did you get a dolly?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
That's bad. This one was bad. The old one was bad. The new ones are lightweight. Well, this sucker was old and fucking weighed a ton. But luckily, a couple of good old boys were outside and they helped.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
This truck was just happened to be driving by. And they're like, the dude's hanging out the window. He's like, hey, you want us to get rid of the old one for you? And I was like, all right. He's like, my buddy does scraps. And I was like, it's all yours. I got a washing machine, too. I'm working on getting down these steps. And they said, well, we'll be right over.
Wow. They helped you out?
Yeah. And they took them.
Nice.
No problem. Shook my hand. Firm handshake. Web to web.
You let the real men do the work.
Yeah.
They'll take your scraps away for free.
Yeah. It worked out perfect. I don't want them. Big truck, too. Nice truck. Big. High up off the ground. One guy just lifted the fucking washing machine over his head and shot it like a basketball. He said, Kobe.
I could do that.
No problem for him. Let me tell you about aliens. Do you know about them?
Not much.
You ever meet one?
No.
Let me tell you about one in particular named of J-Rod.
J-Rod?
Yeah. Not a lot out there on J-Rod. I mean, there's some. But J-Rod is employed by the United States government at Area 51. It's a gray alien.
He's like a Paul.
He's a Paul.
Hey!
Yeah. Hey, I'm Paul. How's that? Is that good?
Yeah. I saw the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Ninja.
Seth Rogen wrote it.
He wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's in it, too.
I knew he was in it.
And yeah, he shows up at the beginning. He's like, hey, thanks for watching the movie. I didn't even know he was in it.
Oh.
Wow. This is good.
Jack Chan.
I liked it a lot.
I heard it was so woke. Do you know woke is a bad thing now?
No.
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Again, whatever.
I thought they'd been trying to use that as a bad thing for quite a while now.
I don't know. It's just getting to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I don't know. It just still irks me that is like, it's just so straightforward, like a good thing. It's like saying, I hate it when people are nice. And that just is unfathomable to me. It's something I can't.
It's also the same group of people that thinks anti-fascist is a bad thing.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's not the bar is not high.
Yep. So anyway, let's get back to J-Rod.
You should just do what I do and don't talk to anyone or do anything.
Yeah.
That's the way to handle it.
Well, the good thing is I very, very rarely deal with people that are that brain dead because I don't go on social media and to communicate with people that often.
I deal with it a lot.
Yeah.
So I talk to people all day. I say, let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Once in a while at my job, I'll get somebody who starts to get a little political. I don't mean to get political.
Hey, that's cool. You like Trump and everything. You like Legos?
Yeah. So, you know, I just won't acknowledge it. If somebody says something, I just ignore them.
I say, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Because I don't want to like think that it's okay, but I don't want to look at them any longer than I have to.
I usually just say, let's talk about something else.
I don't want to talk to them at all anymore at that point. You got to, because they're stuck in your chair.
That's why I said let's talk about something else.
Yeah. What's the point of living if you can't fight about everything that you discuss with other people?
I don't want to fight about anything anymore. What? I don't give a fuck.
What?
I don't care.
But you're supposed to have fun fighting people. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be a good time for you.
I don't have that in me anymore.
What?
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
What?
I don't care.
Really?
I don't care.
Let me tell you about J-Rod for freak's sake, okay?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Does J-Rod smoke pot?
His name's J-Rod. Of course he does. You ever met a J-Rod that doesn't smoke pot? No. They're all playing hacky sack. They're all wearing drug rugs. J-Rod. So, yeah, he came up on an episode of Ancient Aliens that was on TV, and I'll just play back this little 3-minute clip about J-Rod.
And there are even stories that a special facility at Area 51 once held a survivor of the 1953 Kingman UFO crash.
Yeah.
An alien
That's
entity
a good crash.
Known as J-Rod.
Entity.
J-Rod is an alien who allegedly worked at Area 51 over a period of years. And it was J-Rod's mission or duty to help reverse engineer technology that was apparently from the 1953 Kingman UFO crash.
Kingman.
J-Rod was the one Secret of the crash Service? Survivors and King's worked Man? Directly with our own government.
Wow.
Captain Bill Uhouse, a former Navy pilot who later worked for the U.S. Air Force, performing experimental testing on aircraft, was assigned to Area 51 in the mid-1960s. And he claims that he not only studied the craft that allegedly crashed in Kingman, Arizona, but also had direct contact with J-Rod.
We had a long period of
I just love the name.
Introduction into meeting, you know, an alien. And I called him J-Rod. That's the name that the linguist gave him.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, he'd talk. He would talk, but he'd sound just like if you spoke, he'd sound like you. You know, he's like one of these. You know,
so it is. It's Paul.
But he'd try and answer your question, you know. Basically, it was only engineering advice or science advice.
So he's a fucking nerd.
There's also another whistleblower by the name of Dan Burish. And Dan Burish said that he was hired as a microbiologist to basically care for J-Rod, ensuring that he remained healthy. And this went on for years and years and years.
J-Rod expected hourly hand jobs in Area 51.
J-Rod was housed in a special underground chamber at Area 51.
There's a lot of stories that we've worked with the aliens at Area 51, and we've been working with them in underground labs, and they have been sharing information for us to enhance our technologies.
Is it possible that the United States government has met with and worked with entities like J-Rod and other alien visitors since at least the 1950s? According to UFO researchers, there is evidence that extraterrestrials have not only been held at secret military bases, but have even met face-to-face with the commander-in-chief inside the walls of the Pentagon.
So what do you make of J-Rod?
I prefer C-Rod.
What's that? Who's that?
Another guy.
From Deep Space?
He's from Deep Space.
C-Rod.
D-Rod.
Why do they call him J-Rod?
Because they got a rod. It's just a remarkable rod.
This is his thing?
Cork.
This is dick?
Cork.
His cork?
Yeah.
Is it shaped like a J?
No.
Okay. It's just J.
Mm-hmm.
J-Rod. All right.
They're mostly rod specimens, so they labeled A through Z.
Oh, okay. So there's a bunch of different. There's A-Rod.
Yeah.
Of course, we know about him. A-Rod's from Deep Space.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez. He hits the ball in the deep space from time to time.
And that would explain why Jose Canseco is upset with him.
Yeah.
That'd do it.
Yeah, because he won't come out in public as a big alien guy.
Right. Or as a Bigfoot.
Which is an alien, right? Well. So that was my favorite alien of the week. What's your favorite alien?
David Grush.
He's not an alien.
He might be.
You think because of all the folds that he has in his brain?
Mm-hmm. Did you see they're trying to discredit him? They're like, oh, the fucker's got PTSD.
He went to war and got PTSD. What a shithead. What an asshole.
That's all they got.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe a word they say, the government.
No.
No. No. No. You want to talk about mummy? Mump day.
I could talk a little mummy.
This is a mysterious mummy. A mummified body of a German man found in a yacht adrift in the Philippines. Yeah, mysterious death. Mummified body of German sailor found by fishermen in a yacht floating off the Philippines. Police were investigating after two men made the discovery on Thursday. This was not recent, I don't think. 7 years ago. Documents found on the boat said the dead man was Manfred Fritz Bajorit, age 59. No signs of foul play. Cause of death, unclear.
Mummified.
Yeah, he just got spontaneously mummified.
He got mummied.
And there's a picture of this mummy. It's pretty gruesome. But this guy is just slumped over a desk in the radio room of his yacht, like on his right arm, like he's sleep on a desk, yeah. You know? Except he's fully a mummy.
He's got the papers on and everything?
Oh, yeah. No, he's like a real mummy, you know? No toilet paper.
No paper?
No toilet paper, but mummy paper.
That's not a real mummy then.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. He's just like, it looks like he's made out of dirt a little bit.
You got punked. It's not a real mummy. That's just a dead guy. Who cares?
He's a mummy.
He's not a mummy.
I'm looking at him right now. He's a fucking mummy.
No, he's not.
He looks like Imhotep.
Like, if he doesn't have toilet paper on, he's not a goddamn mummy. Well, he was not in
Did you ever see The Mummy?
He was not in a sarcophagus. Mummy Returns? He's not in a sarcophagus.
Yes, he is. The yacht.
No, he's not.
The yacht is his sarcophagus.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
It needs to be smaller.
I've seen pretty big sarcophagus. What about Egypt? What about pyramid?
Doesn't count.
The yacht is a pyramid.
No.
Same thing. No signs of violence, and they couldn't determine the cause of death. Items inside the yacht were scattered. And the guy's wallet was not found, but the yacht's radio, GPS, and other valuable items were still there. The way he's sitting seems to indicate the death was unexpected, perhaps from like a heart attack or something like that. But why was he mummified?
He was injected with the mummy
serum?
Yes.
Really? So you think
that's
so?
What I'm asking.
Oh. Well, I was asking you. You can't answer a question with a question.
I can't see it. I haven't seen him.
Oh, you want to see him?
And I don't think he's a mummy anyway. I don't think he's a true mummy because he's no toilet paper, so.
He's a lowercase m mummy.
It's bullshit is what he is.
You've ever seen The Mummy?
No.
Mummy Returns?
No.
Mummy Part 3?
No. Nope.
The Chinese Emperor?
They made a 3?
Yeah, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Huh.
With Jet Li. It was a piece of shit. It's a fucking miserable mess. It's terrible. Here, I'll send you a picture of this fucking mummy.
Okay. That's no mummy.
That's no mummy.
That's not, it's a statue.
That's a statue?
Yeah, he's a statue now.
So you think he was turned to stone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's equally mysterious.
I think there was a Medusa problem. On shit.
That's what it
on
is.
On the deck.
I hadn't considered that, the possibility of a Medusa or siren.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're out there.
He's stone. He's not mummy. Come on. Get your head out of your ass. It's no mummy.
Okay, problem solved. Somebody needs to get out there and eradicate the Medusas.
Yeah. He's turning good men into stone.
Yep.
That man had a job.
Yeah, he clearly had a nice yacht. Must have had a good amount of money. So, listen up. There's a new show in town.
Yeah.
A new TV show. And what I would like to do for our main event today. Well, first, we've got some pervert proverbs coming up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a commentary track for an episode of a new television show on the Roku channel. So it's free. It's a mm-hmm. free show. Anybody can watch it. And it's got to be the most fucking ridiculous show I've seen in decades. It's called UFO Cowboys.
Okay.
And it's exactly what it sounds like. And it's just a couple of good old boys in their 10-gallon hats hunting for aliens.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. There's nude wrestling.
Okay.
There's cattle mutilation. You're not going to believe your eyes.
All right.
But first,
mm-hmm.
are you with me?
Hardly.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm sleepy as fuck too. So
I did not sleep good last night.
Me neither. It's fucking bullshit. I smashed one of my contact lenses. One of my $5,000 contact lenses. I smashed it.
Why would you do that?
I was mad. No, I'm just kidding. I dropped it and it smashed.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So shouldn't I gotta go suck some insurance company dick tomorrow and hope that they give me a break.
Hopefully they give you a new pair of Wranglers as well.
I think they owe me that, at least. We got a segment that we do. Everybody loves a little bit of pervert proverbs, where we discuss some nasty shit that you fucking freaks are saying on the internet in the comment section of Pornhub.com. And this is porno videos, comments, okay? And we do it for the Lord. The Lord asked us to do it because the Lord does not like cum shot casseroles.
No.
No.
He doesn't like finger bus.
Tit milk, titty milk tea parties.
Yeah. Lip.
Lip, yeah.
Lip cum shot.
Yeah.
Fruit fucking.
Yeah. Slap chop. Cock flop.
Yep. He doesn't like strawberry and ass and chocolate and ass.
God doesn't like pussy lip origami.
Nope. He doesn't like mud.
I'll tell
you. He don't like mud butt.
I'll tell you what the good Lord really hates.
What's that?
When a guy fucks the little hole in the middle of a rewritable compact disc, a CDRW.
Yeah.
He hates that shit.
Who likes it?
I mean, I do.
Wow. Really says a lot about you.
Don't judge me. Don't yuck my yum.
Huh?
What? So let's discuss. I'm going to start because I have more than you.
Okay.
Okay. Maria G93 said, thick? Check. Length? Check. Cut? Check. Good head? Check. Perfect cock. Got all the checks.
The video or?
Unclear. I think this person, I think she's talking about the dingus that's in the video, the Peterson that's in the video.
Oh.
Thick, length, cut, good head, perfect cock. The Desi dude said, holy cow, lovely boobs and those tits. Fuck me. Boobs and tits are different things.
Right.
Everybody's got lovely, but everybody's got boobs. Everybody's got tits next to the boobs.
I love them. Boobs, tits, jugs.
Fucking honkas, hooters, headlights.
Yabos. This one's good. This is like a bunch in the same. New Age Art says, y'all gotta clean that house. And then my only outlet said, came to the comments to make sure someone beat me to it. Not disappointed. And a separate comment, let's 6T9.
Oh, clever. Nice.
You
like
knew
a license plate.
You knew damn well what it was going to be when you posted this. We all let our shit get dirty, but that hasn't even ever been vacuumed. The floor is so dirty, it's developed dandruff. Got a pole in the room and she dances in that dirty ass atmosphere. Fallout New Vegas vibes. And then Cassandra Moore, NCR, says, patrolling the Mojave almost makes you wish for a nuclear winter. Then SK Scragger says, holy fuck, clean that house. Peanut Butter 369 says, leave her alone. She's just trying to eat some noodles.
What?
I don't know.
This is a noodle video.
Must have been.
Must have been one of those noodle videos that you see. Okay. Max Viewer 07, my dick get up just looking at you. It's strange. The dick or the dick's behavior?
Probably the behavior. That's what I read it as.
Okay. Yeah. Strange. Normally my dick doesn't look before it gets up. It just gets up.
Does its thing. Choco Dick 09 says, lesbians are the biggest hypocrites ever. They do not fuck men, and yet they use a fake dick. Dildo, wow. Clearly a male tool substitute to please themselves.
Wow. What a concept.
And then username of awesome said, someone got rejected by a lesbian.
That really makes you think.
Really does.
Nice Knight 82 said, a true succubus would stop for one load, could suck and swallow for three, and you have to beg her to stop and take pity. Succubus, 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 you.
Wow.
That was some kind of an incantation at the end there. Summon a succubus.
Wow.
Wow. Succubus, 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 succubus. Poof.
Wow, wow, wee, wow.
There it is.
The cameraman's son says, ayo, her titties at 5:16 look like they conducted an orchestra.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
Yeah, now I can picture it. It's evocative.
Conducting an orchestra.
Oh. Well, one Felser said, "Will there ever be anal on this channel? Simple suctions are already tired, to be honest." Too many damn suctions.
Yeah.
I'm sick of them.
Had enough.
How about a anal for once?
Please do a anal, please.
Yeah.
Sad F. Throw says, "This captured something most porn is totally incapable of portraying accurately. That nervous excitement when you're inexperienced and in a sexual situation you didn't expect and don't really know how to navigate. Everything is exploratory and terrifying, but also it's the sexiest experience you'll ever have, no matter how many people you're with."
Wow.
"There's something about this specific energy of horniness that brings me back to those exciting late teen years, shockingly gratifying." And then, it doesn't matter. Some guy says, "Buddy, shut the fuck up." And then Face Reveal Wanted says, "On God."
On God. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. On God.
I haven't been horny since high school.
Hell no.
No, we ain't got time for that.
Mm-mm.
This next one's a threefer.
Busy working.
Yeah, busy trucking.
Pavement.
Aaron Combs said, "How can you have such a hot girl and come so little? I'd be shooting ropes if she was mine." Which is great. It's a return to form for these folks, because we haven't heard a lot of these lately, but there was a time when people were just complaining about dribbly cum shots all the time, left and right. Just like, how come I can come so much bigger than you?
Yeah.
But not Naughty Jacko 69 responded, "He's probably already drained, LOL." And then Vertigo responded to that and said, "Think I would be able to fill an entire sperm bank with the amount I'd come from her, LOL."
Big bank, many babies for me.
Big bank, take little bank. Sperm bank. Yeah.
Lesbian Daisuke says, "Nobody else seeing the fucking weird wart coming out of her pussy?"
Oh, that's the clit.
I know. And then P750 said, "This is why children should not watch porn." So that was funny.
Big Boss CZ said, "Facial better, ... crying emoji, facial better."
Than what they gave?
I don't know.
Or is this facial better than?
Unclear. Facial better, or like facial better than mine.
Facial better.
I'm so sad. Facial too much better.
Nader Zom R says, "Imagine Jesus watch this." And then just Cayman says, "You think he has Wi-Fi?"
Oh, it really makes it.
He is not capitalized, though. That would have been better.
That's disrespectful.
It is.
To the gourd, the Lord Genghis. Fort699 said, "Yes, so feel your mouth." "Yes, so feel your mouth. I love your mouth. I needed
your mouth."
Mouth. M-O-U-N-T-H. And they said it twice. Mouth.
You have a beautiful mouth.
Mouth.
Trey 7474.
Yeah.
Says, "I love Van's huge meaty white cock. Imagine being in her place as you take out that monster in his pants. The sight of his cock is breathtaking and a bit scary. You quickly get over the nervousness once you get a taste as he feeds it down your throat. What a dream come true."
Oh, that's cute.
All caps. See you.
Come. That's good. That is a dream come true. Psymaster said, "You're so beautiful with glasses and in perfect position for perfect come swallow. But that dick is very bad shooter." "Please do same video like this, but next time let he shot all in your tongue to the last drop." Wink. Face. Very bad shooter. That's actually what that Mark Wahlberg movie is about, the shooter.
Not enough gun. You got to put gunpowder in your cock.
You need a scope on that thing. You need a red dot sight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sniping with my ropes.
If you're not secreting gunpowder out of your cork, you won't have a good shot. That the bedroom guy says, Yo, I have that exact same bedroom set. I'm literally jerking off on it right now. It's from Raymore and Flanagan's.
Wow, that sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Better not get your cum shot on it. John Kassab said, your pussy is so wet. Oh, my. And then these ropes.
Okay. So, and then these ropes. And
then become rope.
This is my last one. Okay. From Bum Fist.
I got a bum fist from all this jacking off.
Says, Bum Fist says, sucking hell. I have never, ever seen a more enthusiastic blow job.
Wow.
A perfect combination of deep throating, high speed wanking, and tongue action. She really wants that spunk in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
She swallows some, then keeps on sucking. Wish I was next. All in capitals, I know, but that was world class. Wow. You can really come.
You can really jack.
You can really jizz.
J. William Pro said, such a perfect face licking a dick. Always on favorites. For Odin's sake. I wish one day I'll click on my feed and there'll be an anal.
Someday, maybe.
I wish every day I pray to Odin and I say, please, you give me an anal.
You give me an anal?
Please.
Please.
And then my last one is from Beavis and Sluthead. I always wanted to come in a cat's mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that one either.
Why is he thinking about that? Yeah, that ain't right. Why'd you say that?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought it was weird.
Why'd you say that? Why even say something like that? Because it's
weird.
Why even do?
Me?
Yes.
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
You're telling nothing but lies.
No.
You're like Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky?
Mala Wachinski.
Mala Wachinski?
Monica Lewinsky. I got to take these off for a minute. I'm going bald. All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, you got your shit kickers on?
I was born with my shit kickers on.
You got your
on.
Snake skin heel boot on?
I got my spurs, listen.
I hear them.
Hear that?
Jangling.
This is the other side.
Woo, doggy. Well, we're going to get into some cowboy fuckery in which these UFO cowboys on the show UFO Cowboys do some UFO cowboy shit.
Okay.
And we're starting on episode 4. The episode's called The Lost Cowboy.
Yeah.
And it's really something special. Let's get right into it.
What did we just walk into?
Previously on UFO Cowboys.
Yep. All right, let me just... wait, I wanted to put on the captions in case, because sometimes these good old boys, their words get a little confusing.
You see her?
I'll be damned.
After finding Caleb's horse in the middle of a massive crop circle.
Oh, no.
Her ass is getting off this place right now.
The team learned of a mysterious fire that destroyed the harvest.
This is the strangest, unexplainable fire that I've ever investigated.
Jeff revealed secrets from his past.
We had dozens of mutilations and dead buffalo.
They always had a mark, a triangle.
And in those triangles.
There's a dead hog in there. That hog had the same turn.
Oh, shit.
And oh, goodness.
The team investigated at night.
Steve's hearing sound coming from that crater.
Josh explored the barn.
By myself.
Uh-oh.
So I got to say something about that hog. West. That dead hog that had a triangle on its head happened to be mummified.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
In the paper?
You find a mummy hog.
Was it in the paper or no?
They didn't show it team of cowboys fully, so it could have been.
Better be wrapped in that damn gauze.
They used the word mummy, so.
Are these extra fresh?
And these guys know.
Time to cowboy up.
Yep. This song.
I am American badass. this.
Yeah.
This is a song written by Jeff Hardy himself. Caleb.
Caleb. My boy, Caleb. He's been hunting UFOs.
Those crop circles are very easy to make.
37 a.m.
How the hell do you...
Yeah?
From what I understand.
Understand.
You can fake them pretty easy.
At this point, 9 of Steve's cattle have vanished.
I go to a corn maze every year. It's in the shape of a goddamn owl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's in Lee. You gotta go.
Lee?
It's not always, and it's a different animal every year.
They're disappearing.
Yeah, let me know when you go. I want to go.
Okay.
He told us that when the sun goes down, the demons come alive on this place.
Freaks come out at night. Could be tied to the freaks come out at night.
Aura and Hadley are headed over to take soil samples from Steve's crater.
Steve's crater.
They believe was caused by the flame from a...
That's not a crater. That's a goddamn Lazarus pit.
Yeah.
Kind of blue light came out of
it. I'm really excited to know what we get with this Geiger counter.
Here's blue.
Yeah.
By myself. But this has got to be where that hog is Jeff was talking about.
To examine the mummified mummy hog that Jeff believes is tied to the...
No paper.
He worked on 30
years. You couldn't tell.
30 years since I've seen...
There was too much straw on it.
No gauze.
It's like those sons of bitches following me.
You calling this guy a liar?
Step through the gates of hell.
Shoot, brother.
Shoot, man. Brother.
That is the hog.
That's the hog, all right.
There's the hog.
Yeah, I don't see any gauze.
Someone drew that goddamn triangle on his head.
Yeah, an alien.
No.
What?
Right there on the forehead. And
it's in Sharpie.
The same pattern as all the other animals that he was finding on the buffalo.
A big light just came on. A spotlight just shone on him.
It's his friends.
Yep.
Coming down with the...
Oh, he set the camera down. He stood up straight and he said, "Oh my gosh, golly.
Shit.
Shoot, partner."
What a cool shot. Skinwalker.
This is real.
Wow.
This really happened.
Hear that?
Wow.
Oh, Dougie.
They call me Luke Skinwalker.
Got your belt on that word.
Yeah.
Oh, Dougie.
Yeah, belt.
Yep.
Nice.
Homeboy just ate shit.
Yeah.
Flew right off his husk.
Oh, boy.
Bet, fam, on God.
Spooked my horse.
Oh, listen. You hear that? And I'll be damned if his horse starts acting up.
Oh, Dougie.
Dougie?
Right there on
his horse is named Doug. Face first in the dirt.
Go get me a water.
How about please?
The horse went down. It kind of rolled over on his knee right there. That was a hell of a wreck.
Anything broke?
He's coming back at you, Jeff.
Whoa.
Oh, Dougie. Oh,
Dougie.
Got him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey.
That's how much is running.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Where's Gabe at? Come here.
Anytime you get astride a horse, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
But if a horse goes down with you, the danger factor just goes sky high.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yep. Heard it.
Probably a rat. Oh.
He's run right up here in Steve's barn. When it run off,
that
like
horse
that,
done passed the coin.
He's standing right there, easy, Doug.
Come on, Doug.
Oh, boy.
See you at the dance, Doug.
Oh, son. Get out here and let's have a look at you.
Let's have a look at you.
Let's have a talk.
You know, no cowboy worth his salt's gonna so haphazardly point his rifle at his own husk.
What are you up there, eating cornmeal, or?
You're fine, that's all that is.
Back over there, Parker, check on him.
Doug, let me give you a big sopping wet kiss on your nose. Tell you what a good boy you are.
They arrive at Steve's crater.
This voiceover, the narrator guy?
Yeah.
Looked him up on IMDb. One of his few other credits was an anti-vaxxer documentary.
Nice.
I thought that was just right.
Same director as this show.
Be careful getting down in there.
We're going out here tonight to find answers.
Yep.
We're going swimming in the pit. We're
going to find this nuclear pit full of horse piss.
Straight eye level with it. If you thought it's scary from looking at it from up there,
up there.
It's massive.
Aura believes the crater was in fact caused by the UFO Steve saw. It may have left behind radiation.
See if you can grab a water sample and a soil sample for us.
Okay.
Dude, what are they going to do with
what?
That?
What?
Man, this is still warm.
These men don't believe in science.
It's still warm.
Science is trying to hide stuff from them.
This soil is still warm.
This soil tastes bad. It ain't right.
Aura and Hadley take soil samples from the inside of the crater.
It's massive.
Well, here, take these.
Not as big as that fucker's hat. That thing is huge.
That's a 13 gallon hat.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
What?
Man, this is still warm. This happened over.
I love those chaps that he's wearing are like straight from fucking Party City.
Yeah.
It is. That should not still be warm.
Why would it ever be warm? It's fucking soil.
The landing site has been documented before. In 1967, the University
of Colorado
UFO Project,
a group Texas?
San Antone, you know.
Maybe that's why it's fucking warm.
Oh, they're in the Southwest, I think.
Mr. A, to protect his identity, claimed to have observed two UFOs while prospecting. He approached one of the vessels.
I believe him, frankly. I don't care how much moonshine he had.
The object took off, and Mr. A claimed to be burnt by the exhaust.
The exhaust?
No heat, suggesting the possibility.
That thing had pipes on it, boy. Golly, that UFO was lifted.
Mr. A was not only able to produce his burnt shirt, but he also had corresponding burns on his chest.
Wow.
That's proof right there.
Mystery out here than we thought there was.
He didn't just fall asleep smoking 6 or 7 cigarettes.
Well, it's the mystery of the warm soil and the torn knee.
The search.
Just didn't work out. Sometimes horses go down. That's just the way it is. You just got to get back on and go about your business.
Sure.
That's a cowboy, Jeff.
Yep.
We checked out Doug. He's going to be okay. And we've got to go back out and find these cattle.
Cowboy, a real fucking cowboy wouldn't have wrapped his goddamn knee up.
Yeah, he would have been riding on by now.
He would have rubbed a little fucking dirt on it.
Spit on it. With the team just spit right on it. Moved on. Animals.
He would have put the bone right back into his fucking shin.
Possible the missing. Just punched it back.
Slapped
in.
It. Yeah.
Met the same fate, and is determined to find the cause of their disappearance.
Yep.
You hear that water? Creek down there?
Yep. It's a creek.
That's a
creek right there. Yeah. Creek.
You pronounce creek wrong.
If that water gap gets blown out, that's where your cows could have got out.
When you're looking at a waterway like this with the fence crossing, that's the first place I look for an exit for cows.
Creeks come down a long ways from where it was.
I'd gander at their asshole. Personally.
It's gone.
Sure.
Son of a bitch. Damn.
Wow, this cattle chewed through my phosphorus pipe.
Blow it out, I mean like bloated plumb off its edges.
Bloated plumb off its edges. In my phosphorus pipes.
And I have no idea right now looking at it, what did it?
Phosphorus.
A guy with bolt cutters clearly did it.
See these wrinkles? That's called wrinkle bends.
Oh,
wrinkle bands. Wow, this pipe's still warm.
Wow.
This pipe's been bent and wrinkled in all these different places.
Yeah, that's a wrinkle bend, all right.
How could do that?
Something really, really strong.
I kind of want to put that together and see what exactly that looks like. Complete the puzzle, you know what I mean?
There's no way in hell that flowing water blew this gate up. This thing's bent. Twisted.
Fucking thing's bent.
More important than that, there's a chunk missing.
There it is right there. Well,
must have been extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial, extra torque. Might have been a pickup truck.
Well, this wasn't done by no normal six shooter.
All right, you got a copy up top?
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Already the bit, bop, bip, the bit, bop, bop.
Bob, you took all the headlights
on this job we got ahead of us and see if it don't help a little bit.
Can you believe the things that we get ourselves into after dark?
We're going to bring that big stout mare down here, get a rope on that panel.
Yeah, we're going to get that stout mare down here. We're going to jerk it out the bottom with that rope. We're going to get that phosphorus pipe right out of the lip. Right out of the lip.
I'm going to pack a lip with a little phosphorus.
Yeah, that might be too heavy for a boy.
Yep. Another guy falling off his horse.
You good?
Hell yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Got a little fucking dirt on. That's a real cowboy.
That's a cowboy.
I like that other fucker.
Everything got tight in that saddle.
In his Coles shirt.
Things get a little hairy for you back there.
Yeah, yeah. Getting a little bronky.
Me out the back door. And she went on upstairs.
We gotta re-rig and get this end up.
We need to get the rest of this gate out so we can piece this back together.
What are you doing tonight? I'm gonna spend tonight re-rigging.
Yeah, hey, I'm talking about old girl.
That's a cow horse.
Boys like that?
That's a cow horse.
Yeah. We just got the rest of this gap up out of the creek, got all the mud knocked off of it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Best thing we can do at this point is
we're
try to
put this gate back together.
Back together and see if we can't get an idea of the full picture.
We're gonna fit
that
it.
Panel that way about 2 foot.
Sure. Right
there. Where are you going with this one?
You know, I suspect that Cuthbertson's boys have been up to no good around here. I told them come over.
I said Cuth. You keep them boys off my farm. That son of a
bitch. You're spooking my mare.
Yeah.
We just got the rest of this gap up out of the creek, got all the mud and debris knocked off.
Coming
of.
Down to the creek, they're interrupting my phosphorus system, wrinkling all my pipes.
Cuth, listen, Cuth, your boy's done wrinkled my pipes.
Where are you going with this deal?
There's a hole blown out of this big enough to drive a boat through.
Boat?
There's no way in hell I can.
I think a boat did it.
To that gate. God, I just can't imagine the force that took. It looks like a hot missile come through here, and it's damn sure where these cows are getting out.
Experts suspected the bar may have been struck by a meteorite or by lightning, but no evidence of either was ever found.
No goddamn meteorite I ever seen.
I don't believe in meteorites.
Explosion took place 3 days later. Officially, the cause of the damage was never determined. However, the ranch.
Now, the good Lord don't make mistakes.
You're telling me a fish turned into my daddy? Fish turned into a monkey and turned into my daddy?
Shoot, partner, I'm taking my kid out of school.
I'll get these readings. You keep
Peach Boy's in heaven now.
Oh, done lost my boy. He got poisoned by the phosphorus.
He's enjoying the spoils.
Several hours.
Josh, you out there?
The rest of the team.
Oh, you know my dog. You can't.
Down there. Yep. You can't find Josh.
You want to mount up?
We got to get back.
You want to freaking mount up?
Time to mount up and pull up.
Hey, you want to saddle up, boys?
Cowboy up.
That damn thing on.
Dab, dab, dab.
That ain't like him. His radio's turned off or something. It ain't like him.
It ain't like him.
That ain't right. Something ain't right here.
Oh, listen. Hey.
Here it comes.
I can feel it, too. I feel it more than I hear it.
Oh. I feel it more than I hear it. Oh.
It's coming from that barn.
Is it?
What in the hell?
It's getting louder.
Yeah, it's getting louder. She's getting... Whoa.
What the H?
Shh. Listen.
Whoa, that's Josh.
Is that Josh?
Damn right it's Josh.
Josh,
hey, get out of here.
Josh.
What's he doing?
Josh, get over here.
He's standing in front of a spotlight in the mist. He's walking into the mist of the barn.
Josh! Holy.
Light went out.
Going after him. What do you think?
I'm going in there. I'm going in there after him. I'm brave.
I'm going to take him out.
Look, we didn't stage this life.
No, sir. This is real life. I'm going in there with my double barrel shotgun.
No, damn it.
Look, if that light comes anywhere near me, I'm going to blast it.
I see any gray aliens, I'm going to stick the barrel of my sawed off up his rectum.
You guys.
Jesus, Jeff. I just started bleeding.
This other guy's got a bloody nose now.
You guys, what's going on?
Hold on, damn it.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, God, a triangle.
Shit. Jeff?
What is it?
There's a dang triangle on the floor in here. You see that in here?
We didn't come
it's
up.
It's a goddamn triangle.
No. What's next? The square?
I want to know what makes this.
I wish I could answer you. I've just run into this barn, and there's another damn triangle on the floor.
I fucking hate triangles.
For 30 years, and now it's coming back to haunt me.
Holy look at that.
I ain't seen this triangle in 30 years.
I know that triangle.
No, I can't tell where he went.
You don't just disappear into thin air.
Son of a bitch. I'm bleeding like a stuck pig.
Hey, you're way the hell up in the air. You better watch your step.
It's like a chute that goes down.
It's like a chute of some sort.
You're supposed to be a cowboy. You're supposed to know what these things are.
What do you see?
A hole in the ground. Oh!
Josh
was down at the bottom of this hole.
Is he hurt? What do you mean you had him?
There's a chute with a ladder going down it, and Joshua was down there. Then he fucked off real quick when he got spotted.
Elevator shaft type deal that runs down into the bottom. Is there a way down to the bottom? And that's when I see Josh. Josh. And he just zombied away from me.
I looked down, I seen Josh staring right up at me.
God dang it.
You gotta go around the outside.
Peering up at my cork.
I said, Joshua,
what'd you see?
Come on up here.
What'd you see?
Oh, God. Let him be all right. Please let him be all right.
Josh, I'm going in after
him. Get your asses over here now!
We're coming.
Come on!
Come on!
Take your clothes off. We gotta make rope for Josh.
Get your asses over here.
Get up here. We gotta make a rope.
Josh.
Jeff, where you at?
I'm over here by the door.
Come on.
You all right?
I don't see him.
There should be a shaft that came down right in
There's
here.
There's the chute right there.
Well, that's where he was at, Jeff. Josh.
Son of a bitch, he ain't in here.
No, he's not in here.
After searching the upper and lower sections of the barn extensively,
how the hell could he have got away?
The team has been unable to find Josh.
Jeff, I can't make heads or tails of this deal, man. Right now, I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's going on in the barn. We come in here, we come up on a triangle on the floor. What the f*** is that? That's the same that Jeff told us about finding in the past.
I hate shapes.
Since I've seen the same triangle.
I can't tell you what that light was.
Whoa, son of a bitch.
I can't tell you why Josh wanted to walk off in it.
Do not go in that barn, Josh.
Right now.
I think it was probably a Medusa in there.
Might be, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, Josh didn't turn to stone.
That's true.
He must have only seen her in a mirror.
He saw her in the reflection of his belt buckle.
The same noise is coming right back over here on this side. We just heard the same low-pitched noise that we heard before, about 100 yards right up the hill.
100.
Josh ain't in that barn. We best as well just go on out there towards that.
Let's get it.
Jeff, this might be the closest we ever get to what we're looking for. If Josh is up there, we better haul ass.
Let's go.
We better take our clothes off and make a rope.
Appears to be a bush with a spotlight inside it.
Is that a brush pile or a den? Is that
a den?
I don't know what the smoke is. I don't know what that damn lump is.
What is that lump?
Hey, can anybody identify this lump, please?
Something's moving. Move it.
Now, is that a lump or is that a brush patch or maybe a den?
What is it? It's a man.
That's Josh.
Damn right it's Josh.
Josh,
what are you doing?
Did you hear us?
Josh, don't go in there.
Don't go in there.
Get over there and get him.
I'm getting it.
Hey, that's tribal ground.
Yeah, well, you tell him I said I'm sorry.
Oh, Josh. They're trespassing on tribal ground now.
Hey, man, stay right there. Stay right there. He's naked.
Is he hurt?
Josh, are you all right, dude? Hey, talk to me here,
uh-oh.
Son.
Let us know what
so he's crouched, fully nude. He's showing gooch.
Yep.
And now he's attacking.
Oh, now he's a Tarzan.
Yep. He's gone Tarzan. His nutsack is going every which way.
Josh is feral. He's attacking Chris. He's attempting to bite him.
Yep. Joshua done lost his
Colt
shit.
Straub.
My buddy Colt.
That's it.
That's it. That's the whole episode.
The fuck?
It's fucking brilliant.
They ever cover anything more on the next one? I don't want to know, but
I don't remember. Honestly, it kind of all bled together. Me and Bwett watched like six of these in a row.
His corpse.
Look at this. American Chainsaws is the production company.
The Roku channel also has a movie called Elvis is Alive.
Really? A documentary?
No. Good Lord. Josh is nude.
Golly, Josh done took off all his clothes.
Is he okay? Look, I told you if we made a rope out of our clothes, we could have gave them all to Josh.
Yeah, we could have wrapped them up in rope.
Yeah, he don't even got no skivvies on.
Now, if you wrap that boy up with rope, does that make him a mummy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's only two steps to making a mummy. You get the paper and the chemicals.
And the jewel.
Well, no, you don't want the mummy to have the jewel.
Oh, they're going after the jewel.
You want to bury it without its jewel.
Right. You got to give it something to think about.
Yeah.
And to strive for.
Yeah. And the mummy's always got to have unfinished business.
True.
To protect the cave.
Right. Right.
The triangle cave. The
triangular cave of the mummy.
Yeah.
So.
I took those headphones out. They're making me fucking bald.
They do that.
Making me bald.
New study shows that they do that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
MIT.
MIT. I went to MIT.
MIT Academy.
I do computers at the fucking MIT.
Okay. Well.
I build the puzzle. I do the codes.
You did?
Me. I'm at MIT.
You a janitor at MIT?
No. Come on.
What?
I've seen that movie.
What movie?
The Chaperone with Triple H. Paul Levesque.
Paul Vest. Man, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
So let's wrap her up. So thanks for listening to the Cool Parents podcast. Appreciate you coming around. And if you want to help us out, give us a 5-star review and a rating wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. And you can get on our Patreon and get bonus content and help us out big time for only $3.
Yeah.
And that's patreon.com/coolparents. What's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
What's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
You can get a hold of us on Instagram, ideally, and send us your nude cowboy photos.
Sure. I'll look at a nice cowboy cork.
Sure.
If I'm gonna look at a picture of a cork, I prefer it's in a 10-gallon hat.
Now, I'd like that to see that cock of yours smoke a corn cob pipe.
Remarkable testes. Just remarkable.
Yep. And
most beautiful testes this side of Bismarck.
Oh, Bismarck. Wow.
Bismarck.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Big sky country up here in Bismarck.
Yeah, sky's huge up here.
Do you think Bismarcky was from Bismarck?
Yeah, definitely. Seems like it.
Yeah. He just made keys for a living. He had a business called Bismarck
Keys.
Key. And he did key copies and stuff.
I think you're right.
He's ferocious.
That explains it. So, what's our website?
Oh, baby, you
got what I do. Yeah. You say it's
cool parents. Co.
You say he does the
wheel. Oh, baby,
you got what I do. So thanks for listening to the Cool Parents podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm tired.
Me too. Fuck the world.
Sleepy boy.
Fuck the world. Go to sleep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.